And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 2nd of June, 2012. It's the birthday of Dorothy West, born in Boston, 1907. Her father was an ex-slave. He'd come north, built a trade as a wholesale banana merchant. And his success meant that theirs was one of the first black families in America to own a vacation home. It was on Martha's Vineyard. Dorothy West left Boston when she was 19. She went to New York City. She became part of the Harlem Renaissance. She got to know Zora Neale Hurston and Langston Hughes, started a magazine called Challenge to publish writers like Ralph Ellison and Richard Wright. Then she moved back to Martha's Vineyard, worked as a reporter for the local paper. Her first novel, The Living is Easy, came out in 1948. And the second novel, not for almost 50 years. Encouraged by Jacqueline Kennedy, her novel The Wedding came out in 1995, the story of a wealthy black family's struggle with identity and race. It's the birthday of Thomas Hardy, born in Stinsford, England, 1840. Family had no money for Hardy to go to college, so his education ended at the age of 16. He was apprenticed to an architect. Went to London, started writing fiction. His fourth novel, Far From the Madding Crowd, came out in 1874. It was very successful. He published 10 novels over the next 25 years, the last two of which, Tess of the D'Urbervilles and Jude the Obscure, created a scandal for their candid depictions of sex, whereupon Thomas Hardy decided to return to his original love, poetry, and published 8 collections. And it's the birthday of Carol Ann Shields, born Oak Park, Illinois, 1935, author of The Stone Diaries, a fictional biography of a woman named Daisy Goodwill Flett, who lives for more than 90 years, goes from rural Manitoba to Sarasota, Florida, marries several men, raises children, and writes a gardening column. It was a kind of a scrapbook, excerpts of letters and diaries and newspaper articles, and it was a big bestseller in 1993. Here's a poem for today by David Budbill. 72 is not 35. I spent 7 hours yesterday at my daughter's house, helping her expand their garden by at least 10 times. We dug up sod by the shovelful, shook off the dirt as best we could, sod into the wheelbarrow and off to the pile at the edge of the yard. Then all that over and over again, 5 hours total work time with time out for lunch and supper. By the time I got home, I knew all too well that 72 is not 35. I could barely move. I got to quit earlier than Nadine. She told me I'd done enough and that I should go get a beer and lie down on the chaise lounge and cheer her on, which is what I did. All this made me remember my father 40 years ago helping me with my garden. My father's dead now and has been dead for many years, which is how I'll be one of these days too. And then Nadine will help her child, who is not yet here, with her garden. Old Nadine, aching and sore, will be in my empty shoes, cheering on her own. So it goes. The wheel turns, generation after generation, around and around. We ride for a little while, get off, and somebody else gets on, over and over, again and again. 72 is not 35, a poem by David Budbill, used here by permission of the poet on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Arts Endowment in Poetry Out Loud, a national poetry recitation contest for high school students. You can visit poetryfoundation.org for more information. And by Barnes & Noble, maker of Nook Simple Touch with Glow Light, designed for reading with the lights on or off. Available at Barnes & Noble stores or Nook.com. Engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.